go behind the counter now, we expect it to work a little bit. Other than that, we don't have any restricted areas. You know, a lot of our store is kind of spread out, but every part of it is customer-friendly and sellable, and so just come and look.
All right, Randy, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You
right,
too,
take
sir.
Care.
All right, news and views next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Joe Biden, the latest Democrat to launch a presidential bid, getting a welcome from President Trump.
With this on Twitter, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign. It will be nasty. You will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Biden's announcement video casting President Trump as a threat to American values.
If we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
And the National Security Agency now reportedly recommending that the White House drop a surveillance program that collects information about U.S. phone calls and text messages. This according to the Wall Street Journal. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storm system on the way. Showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon and tonight. A few of the storms possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with a high today around 80, low tonight 62. Tomorrow, risk of a leftover shower early, then improvement by midday and afternoon with sunshine, high around 80. The weekend looks perfect with sunshine both days, 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, upper 80s Monday, and maybe near 90 by Tuesday, Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh will not run for U.S. Senate next year. Marsh said he concluded he would not enjoy Washington because he likes, quote, getting things done. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne and former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville have announced they are running. Wednesday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the Alabama State House. Multiple bills have been introduced to help fight human trafficking. One would require all healthcare workers to undergo human trafficking training. That bill is still in committee. And Alabama health officials are warning that a traveler passing through Alabama may have exposed people to measles. They say the traveler made stops in Livingston and Fort Payne on April 11th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hey, River Regent, with WOW Super Fast Internet starting at just $39.99 a month when paired with their most popular TV package.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's WOW. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit WOWWAY.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change, restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
In 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. It's Thursday, Dave. It's back to your old days.
I know, right? Thursday, still the best day so far.
Thursday, still the best day. Thursday used to be the day we got weird. Now we can get weird any day.
I know. Any day.
Is this weekend Cinco de Mayo? When is it?
Next weekend? It's next weekend.
So we have no excuse to drink tequila and get.
Who needs an excuse?
Oh. So this would. Oh, okay.
You need excuses?
Well, kind of.
I mean, they help, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, then you don't look like, you know. Yeah, it's actually next Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's a tough day for a.
For a drinking holiday.
Yeah. You know, we talk about this every year. It's not really a drinking holiday. It's not really a holiday at all.
Well, no, it actually just is a drinking holiday that we made up so people would drink tequila and Mexican beer and go to Mexican restaurants.
Do you think, like, Patron made up Cinco de Mayo?
Probably Corona, right?
Oh, I didn't think about that. They saw all the success Guinness was having every March 17th and thought, we need to get in on this.
Yeah.
Someone, go find a holiday in Mexico. They're like, we don't really have holidays in Mexico.
Right.
They're all just Christian holidays like you have. They're like, well, find another one. Like, well, this one small community in rural Mexico has a day of remembrance. Good. Market it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
Does it rhyme?
Well, here's the thing. It's like, well, we need something that is like close enough to a holiday that we can convince people that it's something. Yeah. But we can't step on, like, actual Mexican Independence Day.
No.
Or, you know, the actual, like, Day of the Alamo or whatever, you know? Like, so we need, like, something, like, completely innocuous. How about when the Mexicans beat the French? Bingo! Jenkins, you're a genius!
He is now the CEO of Corona.
Well, what I was going to say is, I bet you that the dude that actually came up with it for the marketing department was
some intern.
Fired.
Yeah, some intern.
Fired about 2 years later.
He's like, what about Cinco de Mayo? It's kind of a, you know, there's this one community that sort of remembers, well, you know, it's getting late. It's probably time for you to head on out. Summer's over. Internship's over. You need to go back to New Mexico State.
Yep. But it was brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Because, you know, they...
You get people that legit think it's an actual holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Not just a day where we come together and drink margaritas and
right.
Corona.
And, yeah, just, you know, and put a, you know, wear sombreros
and
appropriate their culture.
It could have been some local Mexican restaurant somewhere.
Yeah, I don't...
You know, it wasn't a thing when I was a kid. Do you remember it being a thing?
Not really.
This has come about lately.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's not this week, so what the hell are we talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, we're just...
Kim Jong-un is in Vladivostok. Is that how you pronounce it?
It is Vladivostok.
Vladivostok.
Which is just, like, north of North Korea. It's, like, through China, like, onto the Russian peninsula. Yeah.
And it didn't take him long.
So what I really remember is about Vlad. It's funny, it sticks out in
my
mind.
Did you ever go there?
No, because they were still the Soviet Union then. But when we lived in Korea, they would give you, like, they'd show the map of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd show, like, Pyongyang weather and Vladivostok weather. Because Vladivostok weather, like, somehow, I guess, like, it pushes one way or another or pushes south from there. So when it was, like, really cold in Vladivostok, like, you know, like, when it's really cold in, like, Kansas,
you know,
and
you're
and,
about
like,
to
there's, like, the dip in the airstream or whatever, and you're like,
you're about to get roasted.
Yeah, we're going to get cold. That's what it was. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just right there. Yeah, he took a train.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. That's crazy.
Can't even take a train from here to Mobile or here to Birmingham. But he took one through China to Vladivostok.
That's unbelievable. You know, he rides that goofy-looking little green trolley.
Yeah, but isn't it, like, you know, luxurious and...
I don't know, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
But it looks ridiculous.
I think it's like this luxurious train car thing.
I want a luxurious train car.
I do, too.
I can't say who, but someone around here has a cool setup. They have at a hunting area. They have some train tracks,
sitting out there in an old train car that they've renovated into a really nice hunting lodge.
That's pretty cool.
Really cool.
Man, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. I can't tell you who.
Oh, I know.
I'm not going
to,
you know.
Right, you don't want to out them.
Yeah, I don't want everybody who doesn't know to be calling the guy and be like, hey, can I go to
your I heard about your train car.
All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. People in California calling. That's like 7 a.m. out there.
I know. It's just a robocall, probably.
No, it's not. I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a lawyer in San Francisco. Right. He had to step over dung on his way in.
Yeah, human dung.
Isn't it going to be great if Putin is the one who convinces Kim Jong-un to
chill out
the nukes?
Yeah.
There would be absolute hilarious byline. You know, obviously you'd like the United States to get the credit there. But wouldn't it be fantastic if everybody's been making fun of Putin this whole time and how horrible and awful he is and how he's trying to destroy the United States and he's over there cutting deals and nuclear deals?
Yeah, he wants chaos and he wants to rule the world and he's a Soviet agent still and all that, right?
I agree with all that.
Sure.
I will say this. He's a badass.
Right.
I mean, I hate that I think that, but I wish the United States has leaders that strong, honestly. I mean, Trump. But the guy we had before Trump wore mom jeans.
Definitely did.
And he threw like a girl.
He definitely did.
And the guy we had before him couldn't speak the English language.
But he was macho.
But he wasn't really.
He could fly a plane.
Barely.
Allegedly.
Do you know that for a fact?
No.
I don't either. See? I don't either.
I don't know for a fact the fact that when he was supposed to be here for flight training, he was blotto all the time in Cloverdale either, but, you know.
But maybe.
I think I accept both. I think they can both exist at the same time.
Maybe. And then the guy we had before that was a dope-smoking womanizer.
Well?
But not macho.
You know.
I don't know. It's been a while since we've had
a manly
leader like that. All right. So Kim Jong-un is over there negotiating world peace with Vladimir Putin. That is the official story. We'll see whether or not they can come up with peace. I doubt it. I'm skeptical, Dave. I'm skeptical. A big pharma exec perp walked in handcuffs after surrendering on opioid trafficking charges. I'm really torn on this whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people who... Surgery's not an option, and they getting addicted on opioids is a small price to pay for having some quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand these drugs can be abused, just like heroin or crack or frankly alcohol or anything else.
Well,
I mean, I understand that.
But is this the OxyContin people?
Well, this is 75-year-old Lawrence Dowd III, who became the first pharma CEO in the United States to face prosecution. What is the actual name of the company? It's not the big one.
No, it's not.
It's Rochester Drug Cooperative.
Isn't that? I mean, so I know on the ones I know on the people that is that Roche or yeah.
I think it's the distributor for them.
Yeah. So
they're not the manufacturer. They're like the warehouse where they ship it out.
I mean, they have documents where they're like, hey, we need to flood this zone with some opioids. These people really need it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man. They're like, yeah. They have stuff where people are like, you know, should we consider, you know, like tamping down the strength or, you know, whatever. And they're like,
well, those are the manufacturers.
Either way. I mean, so look, this guy's obviously a patsy, okay? Like, he's 75, you know.
Yeah, he's the middle manager.
Or whatever money he has, he's probably moved into an irrevocable trust and all that. And then they're like, all right, well, we're going to come after you. And they'll fine him, but it'll go to the company. Company will absorb $1 billion in fines. He might do, you know, a couple years in jail. And then everybody's like, oh, remember that time they put those opioid manufacturers in jail?
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, if they would have perp-walked one banker during the financial crisis, a lot of the stuff that, like, a lot of the...
They would just perp walk a banker a year.
Yeah, I mean, which they probably could.
Says the prosecution... This is a statement from U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman. Says the prosecution is the first of its kind. Executives of a pharmaceutical distributor and the distributor itself have been charged with trafficking the same drugs that are fueling the opioid epidemic that is ravaging this country. Dowd reportedly, here's why he got popped, encouraged his sales team to sign new pharmacies up as customers with virtually no oversight or background investigations, picking up competitors' rejects as he pitched RDC as the knight in shining armor for independent pharmacies, according to the indictment. Under the direction of Dowd, RDC supplied tens of millions of oxycodone, fentanyl, and other dangerous opioids to pharmacy customers that its own compliance personnel determined and reported to Dowd was dispensing these drugs to individuals who had no legitimate medical need for them. But see, they never, and I've said this on the air, but I need to say it again. I get accused of repeating myself a lot. Mm-hmm. I guess I repeat myself a lot. Sometimes I repeat myself.
You repeat yourself?
I've been known to repeat myself.
Oh, okay.
But they never go after the kingpin, the true kingpin.
Right.
They never go after the street guy.
Right.
Because the street level guy has to distribute the drugs. He knows all the addicts. He knows the local police. He knows all. So they never go after the street level guy. They never go after the guy moving the real weight into the country tons at a time. They go after the guy moving 40 pounds, 80 pounds. And they go after the guy managing the street guys.
If they do go after the top guy, it's because it's like part of an agreement. Like El Chapo, that was an agreement because he just got too big. Like he got too famous. And so the cartel guys were like, you want him?
Yeah.
You can have him.
We'll show you where he is.
Because he ain't in charge.
Right. The same thing that happened in South America with the
same thing that happened here.
Yeah.
That's not the guy in charge.
No. That's what I'm saying. This guy's the middle manager. He's the distributor. He's the equivalent of the guy buying 4 kilos a day or 5 kilos a week maybe and giving it to the other folks, you know, an ounce or two at a time so they can go out and do the street sales gram at a time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 4 to 5 kilo a day or a week guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
the guys that they roll up.
He's a big guy, but he's not the big guy.
Right.
Somebody in Montgomery and somebody in Birmingham and somebody in Atlanta and somebody in Mobile is moving in hundreds of pounds of this stuff at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is producing billions of these pills a day.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going after that guy.
Mm-mm.
They're going after this guy. Because all he did was push it out to some pharmacies that previously weren't getting drugs. During the 2012-2016 time period, RDS filled over 1.5 million orders for controlled substances, yet only submitted 4 suspicious orders to the DEA. In reality, there were over 2,000 suspicious orders during that time. How do you get to open the RDC? How you just cut a deal? I mean, could Dave and Barron have Dave and Barron's Pharmaceutical Emporium?
Probably.
And go to Purdue and Roche and all these people and say, we're going to buy your drugs in bulk and then sell them to pharmacies?
Yeah, if you
What's the oversight?
I mean, I have no idea. But I mean, my guess is it's like any business. If you find like a gap in it, you know, if you're like, if you know, like if you and I were drug salesmen and we knew that like there was this one company that was doing this, but we could do it cheaper, faster, safer, better, then why wouldn't we? I mean, that's innovation. It's what happens in America.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what's the... If these are controlled substances...
It's FDA that are, oversight, isn't it?
But they didn't do their job.
Well, shocker.
But I'm saying, can we do this and make billions of dollars?
I don't know.
Because it looks like all they have is a building. Their warehouse is in Montgomery. Do we just call and order drugs and then start calling pharmacies and saying, we have your drugs? What do they sell them to you for? 10 cents a pill, we'll give it to you for 9.
I mean, that's what you have a sales force for, right?
Yeah. I'm just wondering how you get into this middleman business, because it seems like that's where all the money is.
That sweet, sweet middleman
And all
business.
The drugs. Because the FDA, you know, for every RDC out there pushing and not filing stuff, there's 100 more of these. There has to be.
Well, not only that, but there's ones that are doing it with, you know, Propecia or Cialis or, you know, whatever. Like, that's the one that gets all the...
Funny you go to bald and limp.
You know.
You didn't start with cholesterol, Dave. You went to Propecia and Cialis.
Those are the ones that I see the most ads for.
Is that when you look at my face, that's what you think?
Those are the ones I see the most ads for.
We'll be back.
Do when times go bad, you can't get enough. Don't you lay me down in the tall grass, let me do my stuff.
talk station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Hey folks, this is Millbrook Police Chief P.K. Johnson asking you to join in with Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. through 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take-Back Event. Come by the parking lot of the Millbrook location, have a hot dog, bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. We'll see you there.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Hawley's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Hawley's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Hawley's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Guys, welcome back in 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Long-term plans, Dave.
It's, you know, makes the, well, yeah,
long-term.
Planning is good.
25 minutes after 9 o'clock, David L. Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. My man over at Auburn House Wash, I was just talking to somebody about Auburn House Wash this very, very morning. A friend of mine bought a new house not long ago and said everything is great. Everything is fantastic, but you know what? He said, if I could just get that moss off the north side of the house and off the north side of the roof, because I hate to know I bought a brand new house or a new house to me, and there's something about it I just don't like. I said, if you called Auburn House Wash, I mean, it's not going to cost you nearly as much as you think it is, and your house will look, it'll get a bath, it'll look brand new. And so, the first call they made this morning, 826-WASH, 826-WASH. Call them. They got a truck dedicated to the River Region. Low pressure, so it's not going to damage your wood or your trim or your brick or your mortar or your foundation, anything like that. It's low pressure. Your roof tiles are fine with it. And it's prompt, professional, courteous, uniformed, insured employees coming out there. All they need, they don't even need in your house. They just need access to water and electricity outside, and they're good to go. 826-WASH, check them out online, auburnhousewash.com, or check them out on Facebook. Just look up Auburn House Wash. You'll get a little before and after. That was a long first segment, so this may be a little bit of a short second segment. Dave, I finally got an answer to what happened the other day in Elmore County on Tuesday.
You did?
I did, finally. Here's the headline in the Tallahassee Tribune. I will confess something. I did not know such a newspaper existed. I have never had an occasion to pick up a copy of the Tallahassee Tribune. But I asked somebody, what the hell happened in Elmore County? What was that all about?
Yeah, we had like three segments about it, or at least where we had several callers. And
there were extremely informed Elmore County political activists who didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
So here's the headline in the Tallahassee Tribune. And I'll say this. If I live in Tallahassee, maybe I go pick up a copy of the Tribune today or tomorrow just as a thank you for actually telling people what the hell just happened. Because no one else seemed to want to. The advertiser was silent on the issue, and the SFA was silent on the issue. Mm-hmm. We were silent because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
We didn't know what was going on.
Elmore County residents voted by a wide margin Tuesday. Now, here's what you voted for, Elmorons. To renew three separate ad valorem taxes for education and narrowly affirmed a constitutional amendment that helps meet requirements to get funds from the state. But bam, that doesn't mean anything. And I call you Elmorons because I'm loving you, and it's an affectionate
term. We kid because we care.
I would love to live in Elmore County. What a beautiful place. Wetumpka, Millbrook, they got some great neighborhoods up there. Really do. And you're out, you get the country feel, but you got a neighborhood feel, but you got Mr. Sandman. You got everything you need up there.
Everything you need.
So there's really no reason to ever leave Elmore County. You don't even have to venture into the capital city if you don't work here.
It's true.
Never have to cross the river.
Never have to cross the river.
It could be like the Truman Show.
That's right.
You know?
Live in your little bubble.
Now, here's the results of the vote. Residents will continue paying 10 mils of property tax to support the Elmore County school system. Let's see here. Those taxes have been in effect for more than 20 years. And state law mandated a referendum every so often to either maintain or discontinue them. Now, there was a 1 mil, a 3 mil, and a 3 mil tax. Those were all passed sort of overwhelmingly. Now, Amendment 382 is something else you guys voted for. It replaces Amendment 778, which went into effect in 2006. It ensured Elmore County residents pay a total of 10 mils towards education so its school system can receive funds from the Alabama Education Trust Fund. And so however that happened, but good for the talents.
Yeah, I mean, that's, look, you got to fund things, you know, some way.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like anything was nefarious or bad or wrong or, you know.
No, but I do think if you're going to host a vote and it's required by the state, spend some PR time and dollars going around telling everybody what's going on.
No, I agree with that.
You know, hey, there's a 10 mil tax coming up. It's been in place for 20 years. We need it. The schools will really hurt without it. You know, this isn't a case of where you get to go out and cut taxes. This is just the state law's quirky. It requires you to renew it.
You do get to go out and cut taxes if you wanted to vote it down, but you'd also get to cut funding for your schools drastically.
Yeah. So this isn't a situation like they had in Auburn a few years ago where they had plenty of money.
Right.
And they were about to build a $95 million high school. And
no, this is basically like, let's maintain the status quo.
Yeah.
And adjust this thing so we can pull down certain money from the education crisis.
Right. That's it. And let's get the money directly to cut down on administrative costs. I don't have a problem. Whatever. Elmore Countyans. I'm not going to call them Elmorons anymore. That was harsh. Elmore Countyans, you done good up there, people. You done good. We'll be back 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to meet a man who walks 1,000 miles and falls down at your door. And I'm walking, because I know I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
If your spring plans include working in the yard, you need to remember one important thing. Call before you dig. Call 811 at least two working days before you plan to start and ask the 811 operator which utility companies will be notified. If any of your providers aren't on the list, contact them directly. Don't cause outages or even injury. Call before you dig. To learn more, go to al811.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Public Service Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm system on the way. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 82, but some pop-up scattered thunderstorms are possible, especially later on in the afternoon, becoming likely this evening and tonight, and into the early part of the day on Friday before ending. The low temperature tonight should be down to about 62. Tomorrow, look for improvement by midday and into the afternoon as sunshine returns at a high around 80 for Friday. And that leads to a beautiful weekend with lots of sunshine both days, up to about 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, and upper 80s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. After 9 o'clock, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. I set up a meeting with them just this very yesterday, actually, for a friend of mine. And they're going to save some money on insurance. I can't wait. I'm excited. Well, they're going to have Cornerstone come in and see if they can save money on insurance. But I'm telling you right now, that's almost assuredly going to happen because it almost assuredly happens every single time. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Call them, 356-1502. 356-1502. They specialize in employee benefits packages. So if you have employees and you're having trouble making payroll, or if you have employees you'd like to make a little more money, hey. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga.com. Greg and his team have, I think, combined hundreds of years of experience. I think 150, they said at one point. And Greg's been in the business over 40 years. He's got people in the been in the business 30, 40 years there with him. Really, really great team. Really, really great people. And you're going to absolutely love Cornerstone Managing General Agency. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com.
I can't believe we glossed over the biggest news of the day, Dave.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know Joe Biden is getting in?
Oh, no, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's only been saying it for a year.
Well, and then also, like...
He had a pre-announcement a week ago.
Right. And then they announced that he would be announcing today, like, last week. And then they were talking about it yesterday and on Tuesday.
Did you happen to hear what he said to somebody yesterday?
Oh, no.
He was on a call the night before he announced he was running for president. It was a conference call with top donors, supporters, political types, Hollywood types, Hamptons types.
The hoi polloi.
Real Hamptons, not Virginia.
You know that the hoi polloi is redundant. It's just hoi polloi.
Why? Because the...
Because hoi means the.
Oh. It's like when people ask for your VIN number.
Yeah.
You mean my VIN? My vehicle identification number?
You're right.
Or your SSN number. I'm like, yep. On the call, an upbeat Biden said his candidacy was a calling, a duty. And it's not just Democrats or even Americans who want him to run to stop President Donald Trump. Now, keep in mind, the big issue in 2016 was those dadgum foreigners and their interest in the American elections, all right? Here's how he worded it. I get calls from people all over the world. World leaders are calling me, and they're almost begging me to do this, to save the country, save the world. One of the participants on the call had to jump on the call after that because they realized how terrible that sounded and assure the listeners that Joe Biden did not have a messiah complex and that what he was saying was world leaders are looking toward the Democrat Party to defeat Trump, whether it's Biden or another Democrat.
You know what? I think it's hilarious that in 2019 you have to tell people that a presidential candidate doesn't have a messiah complex, because think about it.
They have to.
Not only that, but every candidate from city council to everything up from that thinks that that election is the most important thing that's ever happened, and they're the chosen person. And all, a friend of mine's had a friend who's he's a certain state senator, and his law partner told me that the best politician's ego is a black hole sucking everything in the universe toward it. And I've never forgotten that.
It's true, though.
Because it's true, and he meant it as a compliment. Because you have to have that innate belief in yourself, and you have to be,
I've counseled candidates who are like, hey, it just feels weird telling people to vote for me. And I'm like, why?
Well,
because if you don't believe you're the best person for the job, get out and support the other guy.
Right. It's the whole thing where everybody wants to use we.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just say I. It's me. You know?
Not the royal we. You don't have a team.
That's the one thing that Trump blew up. He's like, it me. Yeah. I alone can protect you. Like,
it's true.
Remember that? And people went nuts about it.
Yeah. But even he said I less than Obama. Yeah. You didn't build that.
Oh, right.
You didn't build that. Our number 272-9228, that's the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. 272-9228 will get you into the station. If you want Bath Innovations, go to bathinnovations.com, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them during the 10 o'clock hour. Who's this?
It's David. Good morning, Barron.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, I can see Joe Biden's acceptance speech if he wins. Ladies, I'm the one who you have been waiting for.
Come here, let me smell your hair.
Yeah.
Everybody line up over here. I'll be behind you. Yeah. Like, grab your ass and smell your hair.
Yeah. Talk about creepy Joe.
Children to the front, man. Please.
Oh, no.
Hey, yeah. Hey, on Fox this morning, they ran his first commercial. Did you see that?
Like his intro spot?
Just weird. Where the Charlottesville thing?
They were showing something, but I haven't watched the whole thing. But he looked really washed out and they'd kind of hit him with that fine skin abrasion really hard, and then washed out his face too.
Yeah, and he's sitting there, you know, with his real somber voice, you know, talking about how, you know, Donald Trump called the, and they're showing, of course, the guys with the marching, you know, with the torches and all. You know, this is reminiscent of Germany.
Let me tell you, if that wasn't planned by the radical left, they missed a real opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
They had tiki torches, anti-mosquito tiki torches.
Yeah.
And they were marching. Not at one point did not one of the participants look around and going, guys, we're being used. We are totally being
also,
used.
Also, we look like complete dorks.
Yeah, we are totally being used. We're wearing the same outfit and marching around with anti-mosquito tiki torches. At least they didn't get bit.
Well, the funny thing was, is half of them looked like frat boys.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they had on khakis and
button-down collar shirt.
Yeah, or Vineyard Vines polos.
Yeah, all you needed was your flip-flops with no socks, you know.
Right.
It was just bizarre. And they said that they actually rejected another commercial that he was going to run in favor of this one. And I'm going, well, how weird was the one that they rejected?
Yeah, how bad was that one?
I guess he was actually going to start his, you know, tour in Charlottesville, and they said, don't start in Charlottesville. it's getting on. If that's going to be his strategy, he is going to absolutely lose.
If you make Donald Trump the issue in this election, if I'm a Democratic strategist, here's my advice. If you make Donald Trump the issue in this election, you lose.
Absolutely.
Because unemployment is low. The stock market is high. Everyone's 401k plans are swollen. Right. Everyone has a job.
So what you have to do is, what they want to do is, or what they're going to do is they're going to sort of paint it as like a move away from crassness. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing that people, even people that like Trump, you know, a lot of them, especially independents, especially women, are sort of turned off by just the way that he acts. Now, a lot of people like the way that he acts. And so I think what they're betting on, you know, because, I mean, look, I promise you that every word in that whole thing was poll tested. Focus grouped.
Sure.
And, you know, and the one that you're talking about that they rejected just didn't score as high on the, you know, on the Q score.
They focus group the E-flat major in the background?
Probably.
You think so?
I mean,
it sounded like God descended. It's like they use when God descends from the heavens.
I'm just saying that if you see Charlottesville pop up, it's because it's one of those things that. And the other thing you got to remember is that he's not talking to a majority of Americans right now. He's trying to reach Democratic Party primary voters.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and he's trying to make himself seem a little more radical left than he is.
Yeah,
well,
I think so. I mean, he's trying to hit that hot button.
Yeah. Considering that for the past week they've had in New Hampshire and Iowa, they've been debating over exactly which prisoners should get to vote.
Right.
Right.
Is it the rapists, the pedophiles,
the guys that plant bombs?
Yeah. Who votes?
Yeah,
yeah, they're appealing to the hard left right now.
And I'm telling you, if Trump's people are smart, you know, they will counter that with, you know, scenes of like downtown L.A. and San Francisco with needles and crap everywhere.
Ferguson?
Homeless people and say, if this is the America that you want for your
Baltimore,
children and grandchildren.
Ferguson? How about the Sanford, the race riots? I mean, that's what I would counter
it's
with.
It's the same thing.
Absolutely. And say, if this is the America that you want to be great like this, if this is what the Democrats call great, vote Democrat. If you want, you know, the America we have now,
Trump. You know what?
Yeah, they're going to run the Nixon campaign from 72.
Well, maybe. Yeah. They might run the Reagan campaign from 84. It's morning again in America.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And peace and calm. And when you know what? When you have a job and your 401k looks a little bigger than it did.
And you can pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
And your car payment.
Yeah, are you ready to switch streams?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the Morning Again in America commercial had some fear in it.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Because you know that, especially if a Democrat gets into the House, into the White House, and you have a Democrat-led House of Representatives, you know taxes are going up. I mean, period. So, and the handouts
Not
are
only that,
go
just,
up.
Just the general, just the general business environment. I mean, it's hard to run.
Regulation is going to kick back in, and it's hard. Economy is going to slow down.
There you go. It's hard to run on regulation because no one understands what the hell it is.
But. Right. Right. Yeah. That's like explain to me derivatives.
No idea.
Yeah. I mean, we could.
Stockbrokers can't explain derivatives.
Well, it's not even the derivatives that'll kill the economy. It's the derivatives of the derivatives.
Yeah.
That's where the trillionaires make the money. Hey, I got to run.
Exactly.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks. 272-9228. JR, you're on the air with Dave and Barron.
I wanted to see if you heard Joe DeGeneva last night.
I did not. I don't ever hear Joe DeGeneva.
He said that the head FISA court judge had brought the FBI in and the Justice Department that for 4 years prior to Trump, they had four different private contractors were stealing classified information and using it against Republicans. Mm-hmm. And he said that these indictments, with this Inspector General's reports, they're going to be indictments on all that stuff.
Okay, we'll see.
So he was getting it from somebody.
Well, Rosemary Collier in October of 2016 basically said the same thing. I mean, she said that if you go back and look, you can find it. It's on the internet. I mean, I'm surprised NBC Nightly News never did anything on it or one of the major news channels. Rosemary Collier is a FISA court judge. I think she was the presiding FISA court judge at the time. May still be. And they released a redacted copy of her opinion or her order in probably April or May of 2017. And you can find it. And I remember when they released it, everybody's like, what the hell is this? It didn't make any sense. It had no context. But basically, and maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll dig it out during one of these breaks and go over the Rosemary Collier order. Because it said essentially 80-something percent of all of the NSA queries were related to private contractors doing political opposition research. Now, that's terrifying considering what they can access.
Right.
Your phone records, who you talk to, who you text message, what your text message say, what your emails say, what, you know, weird porn you look at when you're alone in your bathroom. They can look at just about anything. Turn your cameras on your phone.
That's right.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable what these databases are able to do and what they're able to capture. And Rosemary Collier, Judge Collier, I should probably say, outlined this a long time ago. That is what I believe. I don't think it's ever been proven. Thanks for your call, Jerry. We're going to run to a break. That is what I believe NSA head Admiral Mike Rogers went to Donald Trump shortly after the election. I think he explained all of that. Here's how they've been spying on you. Here's the Title I warrants they have. Here's the NSA databases they're abusing. Mike Rogers shut down access in October 26th, I want to say. I'm doing all this from memory, so I may be off a day or two. He shut down contractor access to the NSA database on the advice of Judge Rosemary Collier and said, we got to get this under control. This was 7 days, 8 days, 10 days before the 2016 election, but he shut down completely access. And Rosemary Collier, in issuing that order, I think foreshadowed that there was going to be hell to pay about it in the end. Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall, Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway. They have this very Saturday, starting at 6 a.m., a yard sale going on in the parking lot at Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall. I will be there, probably not at 6, probably closer to 6:45 or 7. We have a soccer game at 8 o'clock over in that neighborhood. And I'll stop by and check out the yard sale because I love Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I'll have my cash in my pocket. I think they also do credit cards and stuff as well. But, get your cash in your pocket. Head over to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall Saturday early, 6 a.m. It's like a neighborhood yard sale all in one place. You could drive all over town shopping individual yard sales, or you can just go to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. That easy. Plus, you can go there any day, really. So much good stuff. Get by there when you get a chance. Eastbrook Flea Market, Antique Mall, one of my favorite places in town. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
If you build it, they will come. If you build it.
And you should come downtown to celebrate the building of Riverwalk Stadium on Field of Dreams Night, April 25th. The first 1,000 fans, 15 and over, will receive a free t-shirt presented by Subway featuring the Riverwalk Stadium skyline. Each Thursday night game features a free t-shirt along with Thirsty Thursday drink specials. Gates open at 5:30 and shirts will not last long. For more information and to see all 11 shirt designs, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Bake 'em!
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My walk-up music. That's right. Wherever I go, this is playing on my phone in my pocket. You don't have to believe in miracles when you listen to this show. My friends over at Cole Plumbing, guys, have you even considered the fact that Cole Plumbing has tankless water heaters? Tankless water heaters. Meaning, if you have a couple of adults, a couple of kids in the house, you never run out of hot water. You can wash the sheets and hot water in the clothes washer. You can wash a load of dishes. You know, your kids can be taking a shower in one, hopefully one at a time, be taking a shower in one shower, and you can be taking another shower in another shower at the same time. You ever do that where you have company over and everybody has to get ready to go out to dinner at the same time, and you got to space your showers so you don't run out of... You don't have to do that. It's endless hot water. Endless hot water. Tankless water heaters. Cole Plumbing will come to your house. They can retrofit it if you have a full tank water heater now and you pay for all that extra water sitting around hot all day. You know, that's your business. That's your business. But Cole Plumbing will make sure you don't have that problem. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They also have proprietary pipelining technology. The greatest plumbers in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned. There's probably a better plumber somewhere over in Egypt or something.
I doubt it.
Or Denmark.
Doubt it.
I doubt it, too. But then I'm just discounting the possibility that I might not have accounted for that guy. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check him out online, coleplumbing.com. Find him on Facebook. If you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole. All right. Our number, 272-9228. That's the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. 272-9228. When you're on 272-9228, you're going to come directly into our studio. That's how you get here. That's how you get here. Dave, I'm not bringing this up because that could go over the top of the hour, and I don't want to do that.
I'll save that one.
An Alabama committee, I've mentioned this before, and I mentioned it in the context of CRNAs, but an Alabama committee is considering a bill allowing optometrists to do eye surgery.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about this.
But it was up yesterday. Up yesterday. Senator Tom Watley is sponsoring this bill. Why? I will never understand. But he's, I don't know, man. If you want to do surgery and do doctor stuff, go to doctor school.
Yeah.
You know? If you want to do corrective lenses, go to corrective lenses.
Or do what most of them do. Just bring in a guy that does the surgery once a week or once a month and have him and get him out of there.
Is that what it sounds like? Have you had this surgery?
I have not had it.
I don't know. My point is, if you want to be a doctor,
be a doctor.
Go to medical school, be a doctor. If you want to be an ophthalmologist, go to ophthalmology school and be an
ophthalmologist. What if I have an honorary doctorate?
If you want to be an optometrist, go to optometry. You have an honorary doctorate?
No, I'm just saying, what if I had one? Then could I just tell people I'm a doctor?
I could call you Dr. Dave.
You can't do that?
Doctor,
not the way the world
Dr.
works?
Dave.
Dr. Dave.
I mean, as
Dr.
long as
Dave.
I don't purport to practice medicine, right?
Well, maybe.
Technically, you have a doctorate, Juris Doctorate.
I could go by Dr. Coleman.
Doctor?
I would never do that. That would be the most pretentious damn thing I've ever done in my entire life. That's not the most pretentious thing I would have ever done. But.
The funny thing is it's accepted that you can just add Esquire to your name if you're a lawyer, but putting doctor in front of it, that's gauche.
27. Oh, they hung up. I was going to go to a telephone call.
Well, fine then.
To hell with you people.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you either.
We have a business break coming up. Okay. Is that who it is? Perfect. Perfect. Outstanding. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I don't know. I don't like these bills allowing
It just seems
non-doctors to do doctory stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you're performing surgery.
Exactly.
Would you let a vet do surgery on you?
I would rather a vet do surgery on me than a non-doctor.
In a non-extreme emergency situation? I mean, like, absent, like, you're, like in living out alive, like the movie where the people crash in the Andes or something.
That's a great movie.
And they need to set your leg or something. Like, no offense to any veterinarians, but I don't want you removing my spleen, you know?
I love veterinarians. I'm big into horses. I'm a big horse guy. I love horses. I'm big into veterinarians.
Animal husbandry.
Could not come up with a worse name for a profession.
Seriously.
Animal husbandry. Makes it sound like you got a stump broke goat in the backyard.
Yeah, you know, it's like what Alvin Holmes said. Well, he's sweet on the mule, the mule's sweet on him.
All right, 272-9228.
All right, stop doing that, people.
People are just being, I don't even know what they are anymore. All right, guys, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. David Barron. What? You don't like this show?
No, somebody else was ringing in. I was just... if it's another hang-up, we're going to have a problem.
I mean, I can kill the music and delay the break and see.
Nah.
Yeah, we'll see. Do you actually want to talk on the radio, sir?
Nah, I would never hang up. And then when he said that, it broke my heart so in five pieces. And now I forgot what I was calling about. Well, I love y'all.
Hold through the break and come back.
Yeah, do that.
Where were we?
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.